Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And you looked over at me and said, what?
And I was like, wow, that's an interesting hog you got there.
You complimented my penis, and I said, thank you, you look familiar.
I do remember that.
I want a Four Loko, like, breath mint.
Four Loko breath mint?
Four Loko breath mints. Hi, Sharks.
Four Loko
tired
breath mints.
Tired of being a little sluggish throughout the work week.
We got the legend, Adam yeah. Ray
Adam
on.
Ray, also
Holy
known as Dr.
Shit.
Phil. What were you saying? You were just pitching? I was saying
that anytime you have any type of caffeine that's not like from big coffee cup. or it. I mean, what's happening? What's happening?
Oh, he just said it's a big cup. Yeah.
Big cup.
I'm going to turn the Bucks though. I don't support. Well, I do support Bucks, but I don't want them to get the free
Starbucks?
Ad. Yeah.
Do we?
Hot take to support them.
I know.
I don't know.
Well, they
I don't know.
I don't. Here's the thing. Let me say this. I walk in and see the pictures that they have on the Starbucks walls of like people like picking like coffee beans. Do they want to do that?
What?
They put their slave,
the pictures.
They have like employee
that,
of the
that's
month.
That's what
like,
I'm saying.
They're
dude.
Coffee bean slaves or what?
Yeah. No. I'm saying the pictures that they put like the nice portraits, the black and white like portraits.
Oh yeah.
And they have all the coffee beans and everyone that's like from whatever country like have all the coffee beans.
Oh,
I'm like,
I see you.
Do they want to be there?
No,
and how
no.
much are you paying
But
them?
Then you look yeah. right below and there's a guy watching VHS
Thank
porn
you.
On a Dell monitor.
With no
right
headphones.
Below. Oh, no headphones.
I saw a no headphone, I swear to God,
no
porn guy on a Delta flight circa maybe 2 months ago.
What?
Yeah. First class. So
laptop
hey.
Or like monitor? First class.
Phone, baby. Up like this.
Oh, yeah. I saw a guy watching Twitter.
If it wasn't porn, I don't know what network is airing this program.
Saltburn.
But it was way worse than that. It was because at first I just kept hearing, I was like asleep and I just kept hearing. And so, nice. You know, you're
that's Dua Lipa's
dude, that's
nice.
The
song,
best sound
bro.
To hear, dude.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
And,
what a great thing to wake up to.
And so
an
I'm
orgasm?
Like, I was half asleep. I was in that tired state where you're
a
like,
chubbed up.
You ever been so very chubbed up? You ever been so tired and hard on a plane where you're like, if the plane goes down, like I'm actually not mad about it because I'm so tired. This will be the best way to go.
Yeah. I'm just thinking
I know that's a dark thought, but sometimes I'm so tired. I'm like, I can't even wake myself up if they were like, sir, like, you know, you get to do whatever you want for 10 seconds because we're going down, you know?
Yeah.
My first thought, if a plane's going down, I go, am I the most important person on this flight? Because when that headline comes out, is it going to be like, you know, Charlemagne and 400 others? Or is it going to be like, YouTube, TikTok influencer, Trevor Wallace and 400? Or is it just going to, I'm
no,
not even going to make
the star
the
Pterodactyl. Amazon
yeah,
Prime's
Amazon
Pterodactyl.
Prime,
November 14th.
Or is it even going to be, am I going to be mentioned?
Wait, now let me ask you this. Great. This is a great game. And then I'll get back to the porn guy on the plane.
Please.
What celebs would trump you on the plane? Like if
so
you
many.
Were, yeah.
So many.
A billion.
Okay, so
I mean,
let me,
the ShamWow guy. I mean, so many.
Bro, I definitely was going to say that guy.
You were going to say that?
Yeah. I was going to say ShamWow guy, Rob Kardashian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you would get more love than Rob K.
I don't think so, dude. The name Kardashian, I love you, but the name Kardashian, that's going to trump.
Even yeah. Fuck. All right, bad
that's
example.
Gonna get too, that's
no,
going to get
we would be neck and neck, I feel like.
I'd say Pat Sajak, but he just retired, so he's got quite a bit of buzz
was,
right now.
I'm not joking. I thought he was dead.
I have a question.
Sajak?
Yeah.
Do we think that if you, all right, if the headline was Rob Kardashian, and then later on in the article, they're like, also Trevor Wallace, do you think people would assume that you were, like, your boys
with
Rob Kardashian?
Yes, and that's the worst part of the article.
That's kind
of
chill.
You
what's Trevor doing with a Kardashian?
Yeah, you're right.
It depends
where
on what
is
Kardashian.
Where is he?
He has
know?
A child named Dream.
No,
bad.
He doesn't.
He does.
Doesn't.
Black
bad,
China.
Bad.
Nightmare.
Bad Rob Kardashian.
Yeah, with Black China. They have a child. And I believe
it's
named
really?
Dream. You have a child, and then you just, he's rich. What does he got to do?
I saw Rob Kardashian in China. The story gets better. At the Tropicana Pool in Las Vegas. RIP, it just
That's
got knocked down.
That's not a real sentence. That's a Mad Lib right there.
Yep. That's not real.
You said Black China, Rob Kardashian at the Tropicana in Vegas?
Yeah. So they had a Laugh Factory there and was doing stand-up there that weekend, and they had tried to make the Tropicana pool. It's very 70s-esque. It's just like, it's filthy. There's piss and blood and cum in the pool. And that's like,
oh,
they, but
yeah.
not on accident.
Wait,
they're, just, they're like, have you seen our piss, blood, cum pool? Like, they yeah. advertise
there's
that.
There's Band-Aids. There's, I've been there.
There's
Band-Aids.
There's Band-Aids. There's fatties.
Carl's Jr. napkins for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Dude, just a lot of fast food napkins and condiment packets.
Why was Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian
and
in the worst pool in the world?
Because, well, no, so that pool was normal to the public, but they had wanted, they had opened a beach club. They were, Tropicana was trying to be like, yo, Mandalay Bay, what's up? What's up, wind pool for families and adults?
What's up, excess?
What's up, encore?
Yeah.
So they opened a beach club called the Tropicana Beach Club, and it was the opening weekend we were there, and I want you to guess who the 90s rapper was.
Vanilla Ice.
Keep going. Go, go.
Marky Mark.
Go Black and go more famous.
Black and more famous. Boyz II Men.
A rapper.
Oh, Flavin'
Flav.
No, I'm
going to close, I think.
Go 2000s, actually.
2000 Method Man.
Man, he's
Wu-Tang Clan.
I think he was shot
Bitch
a bunch.
Kwan.
He's got an energy drink.
Oh, 50 Cent.
Boom. 50 Cent is opening the Tropicana Beach Club.
That's a big gig.
So, of course, you know Rob Kardashian and China showing up, and they're there, and everyone's going nuts for them because of the Kardashian name. 50 Cent is walking through. I had this great video of me because he walked through the crowd at one point.
Is that it?
Dude, might have been it, baby. Dude, and there's the Tropicana.
You know what?
I forget that you can pull
He's trumping me on
up.
That flight immediately. I've never once had my own VIP at the Tropicana.
Bro, I'm probably in that photo somewhere. So I got
blackout.
Why
does Blac Chyna look AI'd? Is that real?
Well,
it's on Getty. I think it's.
Is she asleep while she's standing up, by the way?
I don't know. Have you ever seen her ass in person?
Yes,
is
at the pool.
Wow.
She was floating without
upside down
life preservers. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone thought she was dead, but she was like, no, that's the ass. That's how the ass works.
Can you imagine? Follow up question. If you had the cash, and I'm sure you guys do, to get some sort of. Say it again.
No, I'm just
to wait to do what?
No.
What'd you say?
He said, you guys have the cash. I'm sure you do. And I was like, say that again.
Yeah. Okay. Can I borrow 50K? to inject your body with something, where are you going first? And not as a bit. Actually, you know what? As a bit, because I don't want to make this too
vain. I would give myself a little more ass. Dude, I mean, back there, it's
You got
not,
no butt.
Dude, I got dipping dots for an ass. I mean, it's just
Fuck.
Like, I would
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Parents?
Bad genetics?
Anyone in the anyone in the Wallace family have an ass?
Sister.
No.
Let's pull up a clip.
Do it.
No. sorry, man.
No, it's okay. She has fat tits. It's crazy.
No. My sister's got big boobs, too. We can talk about it.
My sister's got a great ass.
Fuck, Dirtay's probably just going to town on those.
Who?
Dirtay, my white rapper brother-in-law.
You got a white rapper brother-in-law?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Dirtay.
How do you spell it?
D-I-R-T-A-Y.
Shut up. I just understood what it was. Dirtay. Like I'm dirty, like Dirtay?
I don't know.
No, dude, but think about it.
What does he put on his 401k? What's his government name?
Tim.
You're lying.
Tim is no.
Real name
Tim
Dirtay.
Tim Dirtay?
His song titles is one of my first bits too, because all his song titles are like, I'm lost. Is this my life? Should I stick it out? I'm like, dude, watch your back, Adam. I'm like, dude,
give
you gotta
him
change
a diary.
Yeah.
No, give him a gun. Sorry, too dark.
Yeah, give him a gun. He drives the bus now, though. He went from rapper to selling weed to construction to driving the bus.
That's nice.
Shout out Dirtay. Check out his music on YouTube.
That's question. Nice.
He's going to come make a surprise appearance at the Dr. Phil Live Show in Seattle at the Neptune on June 30th.
Yeah, plug the
date. It's a surprise, but...
They let him around kids?
What's it?
They let him around kids?
He has kids, yeah.
No, not a school bus.
Oh, on the bus.
Yeah,
not a school
bus.
A public bus.
A public one.
Oh.
Although he is good with kids.
Can I see a photo of him?
This guy should have a children's show. If I was an...
Well...
Yeah, let's see a photo of him.
Well, he's just like... He's kind of like anti-Wiggles. What's that?
He said
can I see a photo of him?
Boom.
Top
That's
left.
Exactly what I thought.
There it is. I mean, you got all those.
Oh, yeah. We got a Facebook profile.
He's shaped up. Your name, like,
you
if your
like
name
an
is-
albino pit bull. Does that check out with
anybody?
Yeah,
it does.
I'll fuck you up, dude.
I think he's born with a sideways hat.
Yeah. Dude, I remember when we were first getting to know each other, I'd see his Facebook post, and there was a post... now he's a little less active on Facebook, I think, just becoming more
Legal
of a family
reasons.
Dude. Legal reasons. But he would post stuff like, yo, I want pussy I can smell from the kitchen, not from the garage. Hashtag, like, loving
Four
it.
Likes.
Or something. Hashtag, whatever. Four likes, but then, like, 92 comments from all his homies. His page was always active with engagement. And here I am being like, ha, ha, ha. You know, wait, is this about my sister? You know, like, what is this referring to?
He would say that with...
On Facebook.
But when he was with your sister.
Yes.
This guy's great.
But I think it totally. I think he
this
was like.
A legend. I love him.
I used
to
say.
Don't talk about my sister that way. Also, watch my new special live.
Yeah.
He's getting clicks.
Towing the line between rapper and human has to be tough for every rapper, right? Because when you're just out in your day to day, you're like, you have this tough exterior. You have this like built in facade of like, you know, a character more or less. Yeah. But then you're also like
a
father.
You're a wrestler. You're a W, you know what I mean? You're a fucking wrestler. So you have to walk around consistently. That's got to be annoying.
Like he taught my nephew the ABCs, but they got up to F and then it was just like the N word. Like then he just taught him. That was a joke. I'm sorry. That was a poorly thought out joke. It sounded funny in my head.
Well, we saw a photo of him. I mean, it's...
Yeah, he said it.
My nephew does
he
know...
He says it a lot.
My nephew does know most of his lyrics. He's 9. I mean, he is a spitting image. I talk about him a lot
in
my special.
Can we see what his Spotify monthly listeners are?
Someone guess.
That's validate somebody's music career. Oh, monthly? Oh, wow. 10 mil? Let's go.
My nephew's voicemail, who's 9 and Dirte's son, who I also talk about in my special. Like and subscribe, available now on YouTube.
Boom.
YouTube.com/AdamRayComedy. He has a cell phone, and his cell phone answering machine is, oh shit, they're coming after me. Oh shit, I gotta go, I can't talk. Oh fuck, oh shit, they're coming, I gotta go. Oh shit. To leave a voice message, press 1.
No.
Yep. Running from the cops at 9. What a gangster, dude.
But I like a good funny voicemail. I haven't had one of those in maybe 20 years.
I'm all about
years.
It, dude.
But that was the whole thing growing up. Like, hello. Then you take a beat. Like, hey, Trevor, what's up?
Fuck those people.
You got my voicemail.
Fuck those people forever.
Thank you. I hated those people.
Forever.
Those people can get on a boat and be lowered into the bottom of the ocean.
Slowly.
Yeah. Get on a bus at Dirte's driving and drive right into a fucking volcano. I don't like it.
Here's the joke voicemail I like. Well, what I used to do was pretend to be like some really obscure celeb. Like, I'd be like, what's up? This is JC Shazes from NSYNC. You reach out on my cell phone. He's not here right now. So leave a message. And then my mom would call and go, what if Steven Spielberg calls and you're doing some jokey bullshit voicemail? Who is even no one knows who JC Shazes is. Mom, this voicemail wasn't for you. You're not the demo. Well, not I don't think demo. It's funny anyway. But she thought Spielberg was just going to cold call. But so I would do like,
he might
fake, you're right.
He might open you're right. up.
Does anybody
open
have voicemails anymore? Where's
no.
their name? I think it's just like
it's
the
just
person you've been reaching.
The automated.
Is,
yeah.
I don't know one person I've called recently. It's like, hi, you reached Tim. Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, think about
we
the
know
last
how
time
these
you,
work.
Yeah. What's the last time you've even left a voicemail?
Never.
Oh, the second I get to the person done out. Who are these people answering spam calls? That's what I want to know. When it says spam likely and somebody's like, let's check.
Roll the dice.
What if it's a mechanic?
Goddamn. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
God damn. Yeah. You know what kills me is when someone calls me and then texts me, hey, I just called you. Bitch, I got it. I know. We all know how phones work.
Yeah.
It went through. I see it. I didn't pick up because I hate you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Do you screen calls a lot?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like don't you look at you and go, no.
Oh, yeah, of course. I feel like my phone is more of a pager than it is just a phone. I just wait for it to come in and then I just
more of a
hash it
we're
out.
More texters than
hash
callers, I'm assuming, or what?
Yeah, but I also don't like texting.
I don't know.
So how do we?
How are you meeting gals out there?
Smoke signal? You know, I don't know. A voice memo?
Carrier pigeon.
I had a girl leave me a voice memo.
I'm
it was
out.
The hottest thing ever.
No, I'm out.
No, it
no,
was
I'm
hot.
Out.
Because
how am I going to re-listen to it?
I was hard.
What?
Voice memo?
Wow, you just went back. So that was just audio porn for you? You just went back
yeah,
and listened to
oh,
it?
Oh, you
the
can
guy
save
in the flight.
It. Can
you? Yeah, but then if you save somebody's audio message, like what type
yeah,
of fuck?
Yeah,
but
that's dangerous.
But if it's hot.
Real quick.
Give it to me.
Do we think...
Bro,
is that
if
Adam?
If you're trying to say that's me, bro, I'm real.
That
offended.
Is Dirte's hype man right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, dude. That's his
oh, you know, we did see the iPhone 18. Do you see this? Any of the updates? One of the updates on the new iPhone, you can lock apps and you need face requirement, like face
cool.
to open it.
Cool.
So people are doing that for text messages. Thus, if you're a man or a woman has them protected by their face.
Yikes. That's
a odds are their penises happening. Ended up in different holes that
that's
aren't yours.
That's a red flag.
Something
Oof.
Is happening.
Not great.
Don't yeah, like it.
What a way more difficult time to cheat, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Think about the show Cheaters.
Yeah.
You know, all the things they had to do. They go
Loved
to, like,
that show.
Best show ever.
We watch it all the time. In the
I'll go down YouTube Dude. Rabbit holes of that, of the guys coming, you know, the
Joey Greco.
Yeah, best. I think that's who it is, right? Yeah. And then there's also one, if you stay in the rabbit hole long enough, it takes you down one. It's not as fun. It's a little more depressing where they'll go up to a guy outside of his house and then he'll bring his wife out. He's like 65 and they're like, you trying to meet up with some 10-year-old girl? And he's like, I know. And they're like, oh yeah, well, what's this?
To I want to. Predator?
It's not. It's like a an internet version of it.
Oh, there
are these guys going around that are just like private investigators that are just like citizens arrest people, and they're like, "Hey, man, we have all these reports of you trying to fuck this 10-year-old." And he's like, "I just wanted to buy a chicken McNuggets." And he's like, "Yeah, well, you said you wanted to buy them with your cock." And he's like, "I that was being funny. I like stand up comedy." And
listen, it's a currency somewhere.
It's a currency. Wendy just dropped the Wendy's 50 nugget bucket. You can't say that, sir.
Cock, chicken, chicken nugget, chicken cock.
Yes, I said I want to fuck your tight pussy with a chicken cock.
Chicken's a rooster's a cock. Come on,
and then they bring, and then he's like, "Hey, man, we can do this the hard way or the easy way." He's like, "Definitely the hard way, because I'm a pervert." No,
yeah.
And he goes, "Let's do it the easy way." And he brings out his wife, and she's just so sweet and old and unassuming, and she's literally walking out with oven mitts on, like, "I just made fresh blueberry muffins
for kids."
Yeah, and he's like, "Those would be perfect for your husband's." Person he's preying on. And then he has to tell her, and it's so sad, but you can't stop watching because she's like, 59 years of marriage. And he's like, "I hated you the whole time."
Let me ask you this. Do we think it's real? Because all these shows,
you think?
For real?
Bro, it's the same way that Michael Jackson doc when people are like, "Those guys were faking it." You can just tell, man. You can tell, look into a human being eyes. I know that there's actors, but like, I don't know, man. Sometimes it's, you can tell. You can just tell.
But the show Cheaters is the most not real show.
I don't think
time.
That's real. No. Okay. I think there's a lot of.
So you think.
Yeah, that's fake.
But then
Tony Casillas auditioned. Have you heard his cheater story?
No.
No.
Had him on my podcast about last night, and Tony came on it and told an amazing story about his first agent who was like Bonnie Hollywood. She was just the most bullshit.
For Cheaters?
Just like, "Tony, I got you an
audition.
You want
to be a star, huh?"
She got him to be a guy on Cheaters, and he said no.
Was on it?
No. She got him, he passed, and she was like, "You don't know what you're doing, kid. You're fucking up." And he was like, "I don't want this to be something smartly, he declined. But he's got a whole, they had him pay, he describes the whole situation. He was like going to be the plant, or I think he was going to break up a military guy who was cheating.
Oh,
and he's like,
wow.
"I don't want any part of that." Jesus. He's like, "Do I look like a guy that should be breaking up telling a military guy that?"
We were watching it recently, and it was the pizza boy that kept fucking somebody's wife, and he would just show up, and she would get pizza day after day after day, and they have the video camera, and he'd be watching me like, "But there's no pizza when I get home. Where does the box go?" It's because he's fucking your wife.
Oh. Also, he wasn't a boy. It was a full-grown man.
Man.
Why are you working at a pizza place? You're 59.
You're 59 working at Domino's.
59 working at a pizza place, literally.
I love that show.
Can you imagine actually, like, here's the thing about, like, have we all been cheated on? No. That we know of.
I have hunches.
Were you ever in long-distance relationships?
Yes.
Then you were cheated on. Was that? Yeah. I mean, that's just how 100%, I put it together. I was in two and no, I was cheated on.
At the same time?
And I did, yeah.
You were in two relationships at the same time?
No,
Black China and Rob Kardashian?
Yeah. No, at two different long distance relationships. But the last one, she, we met in LA and then she went to New York to be in the NBC Page program. And then NBC Page program.
Cheating.
So basically she was like bouncing around at NBC working, seating for Conan, working as a PA for SNL. They give you a bunch of different jobs until you land on one and you start your career.
She fucked Michael Che.
She probably fucked everybody. She was, at one point she goes, "It's like, I'm waiting up to talk to her." And she's like, "I'm at an SNL party. John Stamos wants to talk to me. I got to go." Click. And I'm with my buddy. And he goes, "He's probably inside of her, dude. Let's go to the Laugh Factory." And so we would go to the, and that's when I started like doing stand up more. And then she moved to Reno. She got a news reporter job. And she went to Reno and she was so depressed. And I'm like, "Yeah, you went to LA, from LA to New York to Reno." I kept trying to get her to move. She's from San Fran, like back to San Fran. Maybe I'd go up there for a bit or come to LA, pull out. And which is what the guy didn't do. And so then she met, I remember going to Reno and meeting like all the news crew. And she was like, 24, 24, 25.
Can I ask you a cool question? I'm so sorry to interrupt you. How long were you, and you guys were together the whole time?
We were together the end of college, like I'd say December on, so the end of 2005 through now 2006.
So when she was in LA, New York, and then Reno, you guys were together the whole time?
Yeah, I would fly. I worked at Universal Studios as a tour guide and Wolverine and hosting the Fear Factor live show. And I would take all my checks and just fly every other weekend to New York. I'd be there and I'd be
you're
there.
You're being Wolverine just so you'd fly to New York.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's like, man, true.
You
want to
be an actor. No, I want to be loved.
Bro, and she lived in she lived in a in Park Slope in this like, upstairs, and you had to walk through her room to get to the middle room where another girl lived, and then another room in the very back. So Her roommates were constantly walking in on us. They saw every part of me to the point where I was like, I'm not even going to wear clothes. You guys have seen it all. You've seen all my moves.
Yeah.
And
they walk in like, that other guy looks better than you.
Yeah.
Like, what other guy?
What guy?
Yeah. Michael
Rob Kardashian. Yeah, Michael J. And so then she's at, I meet the camera guy that she ends up banging. And his name was Jeff. I'll say it because I made a song about it and animated it and put it on YouTube.
Good.
And he ended up seeing it and commenting on it, being like, this is hilarious. I was like, the world is wild. Like,
let me get a feature on this.
let me. Yeah. And so I remember shaking his hand. You ever just like, he was 30 and he was the only guy relatively in her age range. Everybody else was married in their 50s. And I remember just shaking his hand being like, you're going to fuck her. I just knew. Yeah, and then she's like,
it's a passing of the batons.
Yeah.
It's not a good one,
totally.
But it's like, it's,
she was in Reno and I get hard. It. Yeah. She was, what's that?
Were you shaking hard?
It was, like, it was yeah. Yeah. I knew. Yeah.
I don't like those guys.
She was sad. He took advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, also
handshake strength. Where are we at?
Big strength.
Oh, handshake strength.
Where are we at? Stop. So 10, like Navy SEAL, get off the fuck off my hand. Where are you at?
Too hard is overcompensating. Yeah. It's like, it's Trumpy.
Can I hear yours? Give me the real one. Yeah. That's fine.
Right?
Give me yours. Give me a real one.
To be honest, I was thinking about it too, though.
Yeah, that's good. Were you thinking about it?
Wait, what was your first one?
I don't know.
Show me your first
one. I have nimble hands.
I think we missed it.
Great.
What's wrong with that?
No, but I think you and I think we missed it.
Dude,
by the way, this is porn for Mormons.
Oh my God, this
just
is so
a lot of straight guys shaking hands.
The worst is I had this guy.
I just got what you're talking about.
Yeah, sorry.
I had a guy to shake my hand really hard, but I didn't get the he pre came on it.
Oh,
and
fuck.
So he got just fingers, dude.
You might as well delete my number if you shake my hand fingers.
Right, but he caught me. He closed too early.
Yikes, dude.
He got a little premarital on it, now he's just shaking four limp fingers.
How do you feel when a lady goes like this to you? She puts her hands out.
Kiss your hand?
Fucking Bridgerton?
Do you?
Unless she's a dame. No. You're
sick
saying she wants you to kiss the hand,
yes.
Right?
No, I went. This happened at Comedy Store. It makes me. Sure. Okay. No. You're entitled to your opinion. Wrong. I met some lady at the Laugh Factory after a show. Comedy Store after a show. She literally goes. I go, hey, whatever, Stephanie, and she goes like this to me.
To kiss it?
To kiss.
Was she hot?
Is that like a next gen thing? Was she? How young is she?
25. I don't know.
Weird. Is that like a
thing? So go like this to me, and I'll show you exactly what I did. So go like this, and I go, or other hand, please. And I go like this. Cool. Nice to meet you.
Whoa.
I'm not kissing your hand.
That's like when somebody does this, and they put the hand right here.
Yeah.
And you put it on the back right there.
I don't. Don't. Well, you're not a princess.
Power move. No, you're not.
Also, don't touch me.
Huh?
Don't touch me.
What do you mean? Do
you shave your hand and do that in the back?
Oh,
this one's
kind of
funny.
Yeah.
This one's, I'm going to do that as a guy, though. Be like, hey, man, nice
that's funny
you.
As a guy.
Yeah.
But this is so like, I'm above you, kiss me.
Hey,
no.
Lauren Michaels, nice to meet you. Kiss
it. You graduated from Tish. Congratulations.
Yeah. You're not special.
We never finished talking about the porn guy on
porn
the flight.
Guy.
And
on the phone.
What celebrity you think would trump you on a flight? I want to hear both.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's sitting there, and I wake up, and once I see just dark visuals, I think that's probably what he was hoping would let him off the hook was that you couldn't really see it. But it was so loud. And I look, at first just, once I wake up and I'm like, that's definitely porn.
How
I can just hear.
Is this like a 1 hour?
Chicago,
hour?
Like 4 hours.
Okay.
San Jose.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
I got to get one off.
He watched 6, 2 Girls, 1 Cup. And
it's good.
How long is that, by the way? It's probably,
I said,
4
minutes, 11
like,
seconds. What if I just knew exactly what was in
I wouldn't be surprised. You seem like a guy that appreciates the length of a certain film. Was that?
62 minutes?
No way.
Two Girls, One Cup?
We're not talking about
Are you kidding?
Video.
Bro, monetize that and put that on fucking Showtime. That is a good special.
62 minutes?
62 minutes?
What if it actually is 4 minutes and the other half is like Air Bud 5, like deleted scenes? And it's like,
well, what if she's just constipated for the first like 50 minutes? She's like, I can't do it on camera. And they're like, come on, you got it.
It's them coaching
come
her
on.
Up.
Yeah.
I'd actually love to see the audition. I'm going to stop myself right there.
No, we'll pull it up. We have it.
Yeah. The audition outtakes for that.
Oh, yeah.
Like the people they didn't. Can you imagine?
It's not real poop, though. I'm very few.
Is it not?
No, it's
dude.
You're fucking lying.
No, it's not real.
Watch yourself, dude.
You just ruined my
Santa's real, and that
childhood?
Poop is shit.
I wish Santa was real.
Is it not real?
No, it's not. It's not real poop. We talked about it on the show.
Yeah, it's not chocolate.
What?
Is it confirmed?
So there's the guy that-
Are you talking about jerking off to chocolate?
The guy that produced it eventually got arrested for making the videos, I guess.
Yeah.
But he
welcome
just
back
was,
to no shit.
Yeah. that was his whole thing. It was all just like poop videos, but he would just do it with chocolate. I guess so he could- He
did. So he could build a fan base. I mean, by the way,
what a
again,
weird letdown. I'm oddly like mad about that.
That's think what, about it, dude. Poop is finicky. It's like trying to film with animals. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
All right. You got my vote.
I see
now. Now, what is
Michael Boss time for president in 2024?
What is it like?
God damn.
So yeah. he's watching porn on the flight.
He's watching porn on the flight. No headphones. I start to look around.
Are you behind him?
I'm behind. I'm about two rows back.
That's good. Because if you're in front of him, you got to do one of these.
Totally. So I got up and then walked kind of down the road just to confirm.
No?
I go to the bathroom. Full pants had come off at that point. Was asking for a Sprite, and then I looked down and he was like leaned back and he was kind of like doing and he was kind of like almost like he was listening to music. He was like bobbing like this and holding up, not even trying to be inconspicuous, just right here. And so I walk by and I kind of look back and I'm kind of hanging for a minute and kind of like loitering because it wasn't that clear. And then all of a sudden it was just one just. Fat Black Asshole, which is the name of my next special. But the new one right now is Like and Subscribe, streaming now on YouTube. And
was this all just to plug your special?
I don't think there was a man
watching porn at all.
I had this show locked in for the Tonight Show, but I didn't get the call. Yeah, there's going to be my couch interview.
So then, three girls, one guy.
Yeah, so then I'm looking around. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And then once I see it, and I'm like, all right. So I go bathroom, finish off, and then go back to my seat. And at that point, people are now starting to kind of like I just see people like looking around, and then I see people like talking to each other, and then somebody flags down the flight attendant, and she goes over, and what do you think the protocol here is? Probably like grabbing the phone, like taking his face and going, "What are you doing?" Like, but she just goes, "Excuse me, sir, can you turn that down? Turn it down."
That's nuts.
Turn it down. Not turn it off.
Can you just turn the subtitles
turn
on?
Turn it down. And he goes, oh, yeah. Sorry. And then in my eyes, he seemed like the type of guy that was going to be like, I mean, are you sure this is the best part? I mean, this is where they both go in. This is where the other guy shows up.
Yeah. You should get some headphones and some for you too.
Yeah. And so he just turned it down and continued to view. But I couldn't hear it at that point.
Do you think that the person that told the stewardess that it was porn, or do you think she interpreted it as like, oh, it's just a person watching Netflix loud?
Decent question, because maybe it was just the volume. Maybe the stewardess didn't even want to assume or couldn't hear that it was like, yes, fuck my face. You know,
maybe she heard,
yes, fuck my face, and she's like, oh, I bet that's Devil Wears Prada too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So there was someone sitting next to the gentleman, or was it a single?
Wow.
Yeah, two seats.
Where was his other hand? Was he like trying to get something down there going?
I wasn't searching for it. It seemed like it was just like this situation.
Yeah.
I think a gentleman that's watching porn on a plane that in everyone's face, I don't think it's sexual.
No.
Yeah, he looked like he was studying it for like.
Yeah, it's like he watches that and then the episode of Ripley. Like it's like all the same to him.
Yeah.
Probably.
So that was wild. Celebs that would troll me? I mean, you know, where do you start? So many. But I guess I'd say the one that I'd... How about one I'd love to be on the plane with?
Okay. When he goes down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing, because I'd love to be featured in the headline with.
Of course.
Like, I always love the, a Mary fuck kill, you know, hat trick of who's who and why are they there together.
Yeah,
let's say it's like, but then some of the people I want to say, they'd probably be flying private, so. But I'd say if it was like me, you know.
Yeah, what's some cool ones?
Man, Tony Robbins, I think, would be cool to be on a plane with.
Cool. Yep.
Just because I'd love to see him, like, just devour the in-flight meal in one bite, you know.
Yeah.
He's got a big, massive head.
Massive head, huge mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a combo.
I would want Denzel Washington on it because I feel like he could fix
the plane
not going down.
Yeah.
You know?
What a bummer for some of those people that are on a flight with an actor who's been in a movie. Like Tom Hanks. If they're on a flight with him and it's going down, they're like, save us, Sully. He's like, hey, dumb fuck. That was a film.
A lot of CGI.
Well, then do something, Gump.
Somebody's up on the
phone. You fucked Jenny with HIV. You can't save a plane.
Anybody on Top Gun? Like, somebody help. You fly planes. I was riffing up there.
Yeah, I was riffing.
I was riffing up there. I don't know.
Hey, man, that was a green screen city. That Tom Cruise will never not make action movies. I think we're going to see an 80-year-old Tom Cruise still jumping out of planes.
I recently saw him break his ankle in like Mission Impossible 18 or whatever the fuck their number they're at. He broke his ankle during the stunt and then kept going like through the camera line because he knew that take was it. With a broken ankle, still got up from the thing and ran through.
Wow.
Still does his own stunts, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Bro, I sprained my ankle getting out of an Uber pool, and this guy is fighting underwater.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Well, dude, I stubbed my toe and my day's over.
Yeah,
done.
I know. It's a
wrap. What is he doing that for still? Just to be like,
I think he's an adrenaline junkie.
Be like,
Yeah, yeah.
Did I think it. When he jumped on the couch the Oprah show, which is like, I guess, the clip, that and the alien Scientology stuff, and then maybe he's gay. But there's a lot of other stuff that people go, he's a fucking weirdo. Jumping on the couch, like, whether that was like, you know, strategic to kind of be like, look, the marriage is real. I'm in love with Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
I think he truly is just like, can't sit still. And he was like, what would be a crazy thing to do right now? I'll fucking jump on a couch. And then he
I don't know if I've ever seen that. What is it?
It's Tom Cruise on Oprah, because everyone said Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise. You don't follow like kind of celeb gossip like that, do you?
Not really.
I appreciate that.
I follow like the dumb ones. It'll be like, what's Addison Rae up to lately? And I'm hilarious. Like,
where is she?
I don't know. She's rich now. You leave.
Yeah,
you make your money, you fuck off, and you marry Rob Kardashian.
1,000.
That's not the
What'd
one
you
married.
Do?
Cruise was partnered up with Katie Holmes in a quote-unquote staged arranged marriage.
Yes.
Because they were like, he just had shit. I don't know if there was negative press, but it was to, I don't know, and boost her. And it was like, she was Dawson's Creek and not really doing much else.
Yeah,
and
what a great collab.
What
fake
a great
marriage.
Collab, dude.
I should start doing that.
That was the original Instagram collab, was just fake marriages.
Yeah, that
I mean,
is.
Dude, there's
Which
so many
still
of those.
Happen. Yeah. Fake girlfriends, it's all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So then Cruise, Oprah's like, you're really in love, huh? He's like, and then he just jumps on the couch.
Like a true insane person?
Yeah,
I'm actually happy.
Can we get audio on this or no?
There we go. 35 seconds. This is
yes.
Like,
oh, there we go.
Look at this shit, dude.
It's worth seeing, dude.
They got an ad on this?
Oh, of course.
But yeah, dude, I think when you see some of these 80-year-old guys just crushing it, you're like, yeah, Cruise. You don't think Cruise has all the money and facilities to...
There he is.
There it is. All right. I guess was that it?
Cool. Is that crazy? Because in my collective memory, it's like he was jumping on the
couch.
He was
doing it
for
like 8 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you go back, please?
And it was
like jumping around a lot.
Oh, here it is.
Boom.
Pretty
cool.
That
was it? Dude, in my brain.
That's something like my cousin who's like 9 would be like, you want to see that trick? And then we do that. All right. Now what?
Kids are so good at that. My nieces, when they were like, they're 14 now. And by the way, in high school, it's so fucking wild. I go, you guys doing any like acting? You doing like drama? Is there drama in your school? And they're like, yeah, there's a girl who's like apparently giving hand jobs in the bathroom. I was like,
I mean,
like Shakespeare, high comedy. Are you doing plays?
Yeah.
They're telling me about all the fucking, it's wild, dude. Yeah, I want to pull them out and homeschool them. That is a drama class.
But do you remember, I remember my friend Alex was the first guy to get head out of our friend group. And
that's a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, it was viral. It was like, viral before viral, it was mouth viral, you know, literally mouth viral, yeah, went around the school, but everybody was talking about it. And then when we saw the girl, we're like, whoa, she did
starstruck.
Him.
She's famous.
Yeah. I mean, it was TMZ. We saw the two, they were like talking in a corner, like by a table. And I'm like, they're probably talking about blowjobs again.
Oh,
that same
my
mouth.
God.
The first, eating a muffin. And we're
the
like,
first couple that, mouth. The first couple that fucked, the first couple that had sex in our school.
Oh my God.
Every single time
Never
I saw
forget.
Them together to echo your point, I would be like, oh, they just finished fucking.
Yeah.
That's so cool. They can go in the bathroom and fuck.
All
like,
they're doing.
I was just
it's
like,
so cool.
That's
Make
all they're doing.
They
did it once.
Now.
Yeah. Who were the, do you remember the people for you that were the first ones?
Yes.
I've told this story before, but I remember the guy, this guy
Vividly.
Did anal with this girl. This guy did anal with a girl and she took the next day off because she was like,
yeah, that's a lot. High school anal.
He was older. He wore denim and with no boxers.
Jesus.
He was a really cool guy.
This guy's in prison right now.
He had like a beard level like you have right now, but like as a ninth grader. Like bearded up.
It's always those guys. It's the guys that seem more adult. Our guy was a guy named Jesse Mose, who sadly, RIP, dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too much ass.
There's some fallen soldiers from high school. Too much ass. But he wore a wife beater in the seventh grade. And he walked around. He had a real goofy. He was a real skinny, slender, like. But he walked around
cartoon
like
kind of walk.
Cartoon walk. And I remember being so just unaware of what cool was in seventh grade. And I'm like, if this guy's fucking, I'm like, is that what girls are into?
Yeah.
So then,
oh my god!
So I started walking to class.
That's your
with
whole personality
in, my step,
in high
yeah.
school. Is and trying to replicate why people have sex. Like, how do they do
it? I gotta follow the formula.
That's why I had gauges in high school. There was one guy. I was a sophomore. He was a senior. He played on a football team. He had gauges. His name was Ed, and he had gauges. And girls were like, oh my god, Ed's in our class. He was a senior in class with sophomore. He's a fucking idiot.
Wow.
But he had gauges, and I was like, I need to put hole in ear now.
Did you do it?
I still have holes in them.
Wow.
And you know what? I put him in, and guess who cared about him? Not women. It was only guys. Being like, do your smell? Doesn't it hurt to resize and get bigger ones? Not one chick was like, I wish you could fuck my holes like that. It didn't work at all. Wow. Stupid, dumb.
Trevor Trends.
I had a Honda Civic with 212s in the back and gauges. I was looking for pussy.
Let's go. What were you blasting in that Honda Civic?
Waka Flocka, no hands.
Gotta way to move it.
It's fucking unbelievable. Dude, everyone that was getting the most vagina in my high school all played varsity basketball. And every single game day, they would wear the jackets.
Sleeve?
Yes, sir.
You'd wear a sleeve to school?
Oh, yeah. So in my head, I was like, if I don't fucking get one of those jackets, I'll shoot up everyone. Like someone get me on this fucking team.
Yeah.
And yeah, when I was a junior, I fucking made it. And when I wore that jacket, I was like, my life's over. My life's over. I did
you
it.
Peaked.
Yeah.
You definitely peaked.
It's over.
Did you guys play football in high school? Yeah.
And I played freshman year. And
how was it having a girl wear your jersey? Did you have a girl wear your jersey at school?
Because that was the jacket.
Yeah, the jacket.
Yeah.
Holy shit. If a girl wore your jersey, I mean, the whole school was like, damn, they probably for sure do hand jobs after this.
The quarterback got the principal to wear his jersey with no shirt. And so her tits were just, I'm joking.
Principal with tits.
But we did have have a teacher that was banging some of the
that was
the
always a thing. We didn't know.
Isn't that wild?
We had a sub that was doing it.
Of course, it's always the sub. The sub is like, I ain't going to be here long, man.
I'm a substitute.
Yeah. I'm getting paid $35. Someone come in my
mouth.
Someone
give me pussy. Yeah.
And so, which was a weird way to start a math class. But so, Mary Kay Letourneau was the first one in Seattle. Do you remember her? The first one that was basically put, not Seattle on the map, but put teachers and...
she was the first teacher.
It was her and Nirvana. Those are the two things that put Seattle on the map.
It was about that time. She, it was something, Villanuevo. The kid was 12 and she was like, you know, 41. You mind pulling this up, Gabe? They've made Lifetime movies on air. So it's a wild story. She, because it got national news attention.
That's big back then,
it was huge. And I remember like being...
What did she teach?
Head
pedophilia.
It might have been, dude. It was sixth grade, and this kid was a cool ass sixth grader. I mean, I think he had a little stubble, and like definitely like, yo, is it I before C, except after let me eat your pussy. Like, I don't know what he said, but like they hooked up, and then she went to jail. She, by the way, married happily with three kids.
Not happily.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. So that husband, imagine getting that call.
Oh my God.
Your wife's cheating on you.
You cheated on me with a kid playing hopscotch.
Yeah, dude. So you know the kid that haggy sex in your backyard? Well, he's also fucking your wife. And so then she goes to jail. And then he comes to visit her in prison. And they bang while she's in jail. And
she gets
pregnant. A legend, dude.
And she gets pregnant. And they have the kid. And
no, they don't.
And I think they're now divorced. Yeah.
But, what's the deal?
What's the deal with teachers?
I mean, dude, imagine having a son who's 12 years younger than you. Dude, you're the homies. You're boys.
I mean, that's the thing, too, is where I go.
Picking up from the bars, I'm hammered. He goes, I'm fucking hammered, too.
Yeah. I mean, what a cool kid. You have to be a cool-ass kid to get a teacher to throw it all away for you. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or you're just a straight-up psychopath.
Or you're a bad person.
Yeah.
I'm putting it all on him. Hey, sorry. Hey, man.
Yeah, you think he was
sorry
playing
for being
with,
such
like,
a cool fucking teenager.
He was playing with the tech deck, and she's like, oh, those fingers. I wonder what else they could do.
Something, yeah.
Something. I
mean, something was not happening
at
home.
He must have been hot. I mean, let's give him some credit. He was definitely hot.
I think
there's
so.
There's no way he was like average.
I don't think any teacher is fucking a nerdy kid, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's maybe. Always
No. This guy was playing football at fucking recess. He throws a
at
goddamn
least flag
dart.
Football, yeah.
And then the woman
threw
was
a
like,
dart
oh my
and
God.
Looked at her.
We need AI teachers. Why are we having adults teaching kids?
Can you imagine at recess he threw a Nerf like one of those whistling ones? And he threw it and maybe or somebody threw it to him and they caught it with one hand and just looked at him and went, like, and that's when I knew.
He knew the
I capital
saw him
of Montana.
With his hands behind his back, and I knew he could eat something else.
Oh,
I mean, that's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
But AI teachers, I'm all for it.
AI teachers.
How are you supposed to fucking pay attention? The only reason I got through high school is there was
give
a few
teachers
with boobs. Okay, now I'm in.
Yeah. It's an Alexa with some tits.
Yeah, my French teacher was literally hot. The only reason I went to class.
God damn.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh.
Who was your hottest teacher growing up? Mine was Miss Saffron. She taught
Saffron. That's
good for you.
History and a swim teacher.
Wow.
Mrs. Kennedy.
Miss Kennedy.
Bad. She had this curly hair, dude.
Ooh, Miss Frizzle.
That smelt like fucking like a rose bush.
You got that close to her?
Yeah, dude, because she was a counselor. Oh no, I'm a psycho. I need to sit down with you. Dude, I would get in trouble on purpose just so I could. I mean, I would go to the principal office, but then just I would have to go talk to her.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. And then she started fucking, she married my coach, my basketball coach, Fierce. He was a hot guy, so whatever. Mad. I was literally upset. Like, I'm not gonna fuck. Dude,
that's
she was
life.
So hot.
People you love get married that don't even know you exist. You're like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, you don't know me?
When I was in third grade, I invited Miss Robish, my third grade teacher, to my Little League game.
Let's go.
And she brought her boyfriend. And I remember being like, I don't remember telling you there was a plus one. And she fucking shows up with this dude. And I was legit at 10 years old like, what the fuck?
How'd you play that game?
Horrible. So yeah, nervous.
It's just so in your head, though.
Struck out, off, on the field and
you
off the field.
He's just like, boo.
Tiny dick loser.
You know who's getting a home run? Me and your girl.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. She was the shit. And then in high school, it was Mrs. Holbert. She was a Spanish teacher. God. And she was just, I mean, like you said, like, I mean, Spanish she teachers. Was, and she also, I mean, she was a dope teacher and I kept in touch for a while after in college.
Yeah, you did.
Well, she was just cool, but she was married to this cool Japanese guy that was a rumor for a while. And then he showed up to class one day and we were like, get the fuck out of here. We're like, is that Mr.
Dude, when two teachers started, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, anyone that came inside the school that was like a husband or a wife.
Yeah. Should they show up? Yeah.
Or it like broke a the mom, fourth wall.
Yeah, you're like,
what's going That's on what here?
Didn't like it.
Yeah,
and also,
hated
if your
it.
Teacher was like a loser, you'd be like, you're dating this bitch?
Yeah. When she was cool, too, because she let me do for Spanish. We had to do presentations. And so I did I would always do this for a lot of classes where I would try to make a video. Like my buddy and I took over our sophomore year. They put in TVs in all the classrooms, and they had a group of seniors for the leadership class do SCNN, right? Shorecrest was the name of our high school, and so Shorecrest News Network. And it was basically every Friday for like 4.5 minutes, they broadcast into every classroom,
every day.
So like, hi, but all people that weren't funny, just high school seniors that were dicking around, and they were like, sit at a desk, and like, today we have there's a school dance on Friday, and there's a football game, and make sure to go get your ASB card.
We had the audio version of that, yeah.
So it's video. And my buddy and I are watching this, and I'm like, dude, there's a TV show for 4 minutes, and they're awful. So that was our freshman year. So sophomore year,
there's no captions,
they graduate.
It sucks.
It sucks. So we, and they would go to like.
Put on ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Bro, they go
6x9, what the fuck?
They'd go into the parking lot and be like, you know, 20% chance of rain, and then somebody would dump water on somebody, and you'd hear them laughing in the background.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Come
on. But there was an opportunity for real comedy. So my buddy and I took it over and made it so we just showed Two Girls, One Cup and Schindler's List every Friday. And so then we took it over, and by senior year, it was a 15 to 20 minute sketch show that was aired every morning. And some teachers would not air it because they're like, this is 20 to 30 minutes of class. And it was us doing, like, to introduce a football game, I bought all these wigs and stuff and did like this whole sketch where it was like, I'm the new football coach. And we did all this thing with the football players. And we did, for one thing, we had this kid who was like, he was a kid that would eat anything, jump out of trees. His name was Brent Donner. And he got into a tree and jumped about 30 feet from a tree onto the ground into bushes. And basically we start off, we go, well, there's a science club meeting at 4:00. And just so you remember, Brent's going to jump out of a tree. And then the camera would pull back and you'd see him just fall and hit the ground and go, oh fuck. And we all just start laughing. And then it would transition to like the next thing. And so it was it was great. And they still do it now.
This was ridiculousness before ridiculousness.
1,000%.
So kind of doing like SNL stuff. And then when you started doing that, were girls in the hall like, oh, hey, Adam.
Have to.
Great presentation today.
Yeah.
Was Brent Donner getting some pussy off that?
Brent Donner was hooking up with everybody.
Oh my God. It's crazy what guys would get chicks with in high school. There was a kid, this kid, Taylor Jensen, redhead kid. He always flipped his hair. He would skate and smoke weed. And his parents like didn't really care. They were like, yeah, do whatever. He had so many chicks by just being hot.
It was wild.
Did he
wear shoes?
But no socks. But like him being high, girls be like, man, he's playing hard to get. No, he's just high as fuck, wondering if he's a gopher or not.
He's playing hard to get. He doesn't know if you're a gummy bear or a girl. Yeah.
He's just sitting there.
Wild. Yeah, those guys were so. I couldn't even like fathom
dude,
that
if you could kickflip, you could get pussy. It was crazy.
Yeah,
dude,
we were trying so hard.
In my high school that would sketch in a corner, had very few friends, but women would think he was hot because like the mysteriousness of him just like sketching.
Yeah.
It's like, motherfucker, he's biting the heads off fucking pigeons. Like, you're going to fuck this guy? It was such a problem.
I mean, you still see that to this day. You see a guy at a bar and he's just like reading a book at a very crowded bar. And you're like, what is going on here? So this is not the optimum place to be reading.
Dude, the bar that I would bartend at in New York, my buddy would come and he was like a writer. He would come computer out writing.
Del
but
porn.
Know that he, but in the middle of like a fucking crowded ass bar, like, but he, and then girls were so like, what are you writing? He'd be like, it's just my memoirs, and just get pussy.
He's writing redfish, bluefish, yellowfish.
Literally fake writing. Yeah, fake writing. Good for
him. That's a good idea. I'm going to start doing that.
How long did you bartend for?
Oof, probably 5 years.
When I met you, were you doing that out there? No, you were doing comedy
full time. I was doing comedy full time. But
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. We met around about the time that I just stopped. But yeah,
bartender. Was it? You were probably great at it, right?
I was super personable. Very good. Yeah. It was. That was. I mean, obviously, besides comedy, like that was my most fun job too.
Whoa,
you bartend?
No, but I when I
you
was
you feel like a bartender to me in the best way possible. Like I think you'd crush it.
Oh, I appreciate it. I mean, I do. I love shooting the shit with people, and I think the bartending part of it, I think, would have been tough for me because I worked at Albertsons in high school, customer service,
big flex,
and I got my tested patience-wise with just people. So I don't know if I could wait on people because like I'd work in the customer service booth, people would come in and I was just some dickhead 17-year-old. They would always kill it with kindness, but I had no problem calling you out if you were a total fucking asshole. Some woman came in, we had an A-plus soda machine outside that was like an off-brand of soda in Washington State. A-plus soda. It was not good. Poor people drank it.
Not an ad.
I drank it. What's that?
Nothing.
Not an ad?
Not an ad.
It's not around anymore.
We're not plugging them.
We're not playing them. They're not around anymore. Can't plug
them. Turn that cup around.
Turn that cup around. And so this woman comes in and she drops about like 15 lemon limes, right? They don't even have Sprite, right? And she drops them down and she goes, I just spent $11 and quarters trying to get lemon lime or trying to get root beer. And this crap machine kept giving me lemon lime. I want my money back. I go, first of all, that sucks. I'm also a root beer guy over lemon lime. So the fact that you didn't get what you desired on this hot Seattle day, I'm not a fan of. I'm going to do everything in my power to turn the situation around for you. That being said, did you maybe think that at like $6 and quarters, you weren't going to get root beer today? And she goes, are you calling me stupid? I go, I'm just saying you spent a lot of money. You wasted a lot of time. You have a lot of sodas. You knew you weren't going to get what you desired. And then she fucking brings the boss over. He freaks out. Another guy came in with meat he said there was a green patch on it. He's like, I want my money back. And I was like, dude, green patches on meat is fucking wacky. That's, of course, we got you. Hand me the meat back. He's like, well, no, we ate around it. I was like, well, then you, sir, that's
probably
not
just
how,
the sticker for the price.
Yeah.
$19.99. He's like, what the hell is this green shit?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's a check from the Barbie movie look like?
I don't know.
How many lines did you have in that? Because I auditioned to play one of the frat guys. They casted a much, 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 much hotter guy than me.
Impossible.
Debatable.
You're hot.
Debatable, dude.
Thank
Who
you.
Was it?
I don't know. There's two rollerblader guys, or two frat guys.
Oh, yeah.
The two frat guys?
That cat caller. Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Right before the scene where I'm the cop.
They're
rollerblading.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. I was on strike. I was like, yeah, you don't put me in your movie. I'm not watching. Yeah, I showed them fucking billions of dollars later.
I mean, the residuals bought me this shirt. No.
Whoa.
You too can look like you were featured in the Nickelodeon documentary. it was... I don't know.
Like a day rate and then residuals after?
I think I'll get some residuals, yeah. I think I have, a little bit.
Yeah,
not crazy.
Nah, it'll be fine.
What
it'll
are we
good.
Talking?
I mean, it was about 10 to 12 lines. And then it got chopped down. That was crazy because I was going back and forth with, it was wild. They are both so hot, by the way.
Can you walk
the chance to sleep with one of them, I'd be like, can you give me the night to think about it?
Yeah.
Gosling was just so cool. Didn't even blink when I talked to him. In between takes, myself and the other cop were making them laugh so much that after one of the takes on our coverage, Gosling just goes, he's just like, you know how he breaks on SNL? He's like, I'm watching him like doing that. And Margot Robbie's like, because we were doing all this silly shit.
Get a camera on him for, I'm doing crowd work here.
Totally.
I'm clipping this.
And afterwards he just claps and he goes, if that's not the trailer, I'm not in the movie. And then in between takes, I'm talking to him and he's like, so you do comedy? I was like, yeah. And he's like, that's cool, man. And he's asking all these questions, being real kind and just like staring right at me and to where I'm just like, dude, if you don't blink, I'm gonna finish the job right here.
Yeah.
Cause then I think
imagine coming without blinking. He's just like, yes, that was good. That was great. That was really good.
And we took a picture. And then I go, I'm gonna make this cover for my special. And he flinches away real quick. And he goes, whoa, no, not cool. And I go, oh, sorry, dude, I was joking. I definitely wouldn't do that. I'm not even out yet. I haven't even shot it. I was just saying. And he goes, yeah, dude, this picture, this outfit, it can't even be out there yet.
Fuck.
And I was like, oh, I was just joking. Yeah. Fuck, I'm so sorry, Ryan Gosling. He's like, hey, it's all good, man. Just please do not post that. I was like,
you call him Ryan Gosling, full government name?
You have to. You can't call Ryan.
Full government name. Ryan Eli.
It is funny just to call him Ryan. Hey, what's up, Ryan?
Can't do that.
Yeah,
it's illegal. I think he gets shot. You can't do
that. But what would you do if he's like, yeah, for sure, you can put it on your special?
Probably would have. Yeah, I mean, yeah, dude. Right. I mean, I still should have used it. And then just for the drama, and then he hits me up. Dude, what the fuck? And then, he blogs, and then he starts a blog.
Who's starting blogs in 2024?
Ryan Gosling. So in the movie, they cut the scene down from like 3.5 minutes to like a couple shots. So it's two lines. You see me as the cop for one of them. So I guess that's cool. But the sound engineer hit me up on the gram and was like, bro, there's like 9 different versions of the scene. I just want to let you know though, it's hilarious. And I was like, oh, thanks. Cause we had kind of, chummed it up during some ADR. And And I go, oh, that's cool. I go, well, then I think I'm going to post about it. He's like, yeah, the whole scene's in there. I go, all right, cool. If that's worthy for me to be like, hey, I'm in the movie or whatever. And then I go to the midnight screening with my wife and some homies, and we're sitting there, and I pop on screen. And I go, here we go. And 2 seconds go by, and I go, and there it was. And it was just really
I almost want to watch it first by myself just so I know how much can I hype this?
But, bro, the amount of things that, like, I mean, I'm sure you guys can attest to this. Once you're around here long enough, and I think I've been out here maybe, or at least like in, you know, even since college, like the things that like are promised or are going to happen about to happen, everyone's got their, you know, a chunk of stories like that. So it really didn't faze me because I was like, yeah, fucking all right. Still
those
on
the IMDb. It, you get a screenshot. Yeah. You got a photo with them. It's like,
but sometimes when you're shooting, they're letting you go. Sometimes I want to turn and be like, are you guys going to use any of this?
Well, no, selfishly,
I'm giving you gold.
That
here.
Is what it selfishly. I was just like, oh man, it wasn't what I. The funniest stuff that we did wasn't in there. So selfishly, you're like, yeah, you were hired not to fill space. You were hired to be funny and right. add something, which is even in a small part like that. At least I think so. And I know the woman who cast me. So the woman who cast is Allison Jones, and she casts Office, great, Curb, Veep, and every Apatow, Paul Feig movie, and so she just. Gave it to me. And so I was like, all right, so there's a built-in understanding of like, fucking make me look good.
Yeah. Oh,
so wow. to not have them use any of that is like, but also, fuck, dude. I mean, dude, I know so many people that have been cut out of shit where it's like, oh man.
What if it makes you feel any better, I was on an MTV2 show.
It doesn't.
On, episode 11, and they only made it to episode 2, and then it got canceled. So.
What was the show? Wait, was it the...
it was like...
Of course you were on an MTV... Was it a dating show? Wasn't it like Under the Sheets or Undercover? Wasn't there a... Wasn't there a high school show where they were all fingering each other in a fucking Quiznos? What was it? No, what was the show called?
It was in Seattle.
I'm
for sure.
To think about what you're thinking about.
There was an it was Undeclared.
Parental Control?
Huh?
Undeclared was an Apatow show. I think that was like Freaks and Geeks.
But do you guys remember Parental Control?
Yes.
Yeah.
You were on
your boyfriend's no. But just segue. They'd be like, her boyfriend's a piece of shit. Now we're gonna have 50 dudes audition to plow our daughter. You remember this?
And they were into
I
it.
I do.
And it would be in a warehouse in like downtown. And dudes, this is how horny the world is. Dudes would line up on a Saturday, just to line up for the chance to go on a single date. 50 guys, they would interview the parents and be like, what makes you a good candidate? I can do a somersault. I know how to draw that
how
weird
big
ass thing. Yeah. And then the boyfriend would have to watch the date on the couch and be like, they're not going to kiss. They're not going to kiss. And then he'd kiss. He'd be like, fucking whore. I don't even want her. You want to fuck Darlene?
Dude. I'm sorry to end the podcast early, but can we pull up the entire season of this show? Dude, that sounds unbelievable.
You don't remember this?
It's unbelievable.
I do. It's coming all back, but I never saw it.
I used to have a bit on how great it was. It was such a niche moment in time where it's like...
MTV crushed their programming for a solid amount of time.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was so good.
16 and Pregnant was not a funny show, but it was a solid take. It was riveting.
Yep. Riveting.
You know? Next...
Next was great. There's this whole like era of this kind of like dating, Room Raiders.
Oh my
Room Raiders.
Pit My Ride was unbelievable. What was the one where they walked in the house? Hey, this is my house. What was that shit?
Cribs.
They
had the best programming. I mean,
what it was called? I would love for the longest time if Mike thought it was called Hey, This Is My House.
I couldn't remember. Yeah, I had the worst memory. But that's what they would do.
They would just open the door. That show too was like the first taste of like celebs because
oh my God.
Now there's like Vanity Fair or something died. There's always these videos where like celebs will, you know, show
Vanity
a 10 minute
Fair,
thing.
Architecture
Digest or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, Cribs was like the first.
There was always just the homies were just hanging out.
Wasn't
it
pre-social media too?
Yeah.
So it's not like you could just do an Instagram live of Rob Kardashian in his two bedroom. It was like it was
at least two for his wife's ass.
I mean, dude, some of the houses
a few,
were
like,
wild.
Legendary ones. Oh yeah.
What was that one where they did? Wasn't it like Wu-Tang Clan that like did their like probably. A trap house or something? Do you remember this?
I think somebody did one as like a joke. Or there was rumors that people would rent a really nice house for the day when they were doing that.
Yeah.
But if they came to me right now, I would definitely be like, cool. Who's my richest friend?
Yeah.
How do I borrow a house for a day? And why is there photos of Dylan Francis everywhere in your house?
Oh my God.
I think I'd do the opposite. Wouldn't you? That's like a joke. I would do like a bouncy house.
They have MTV has a whole YouTube channel called MTV Vault that has all of this fucking shit.
Oh,
on
really?
20-minute episodes of Parental Control.
So much.
Yeah.
Did they also have they had Punk'd.
Mm-hmm. Punk'd. He was on an episode of Punk'd.
Let's go.
Him and Santino were on the same episode with one of the Kardashians.
Who'd you guys punk?
Miley Cyrus.
Thank you. Miley Cyrus.
God damn. Miley Cyrus used to go to the improv all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Saw there many times. I saw Miley Cyrus there in the same night. and Joaquin Phoenix, and then went to the Comedy Store and met Brian McKnight, and Nelly was in the back. Separately, by the way.
I want to meet Brian McKnight.
Oh, it was cool. It was just as cool as you think it was.
That's crazy. Wow.
And Nelly was in the back and with Chris Spencer.
Band-Aid
on the eye.
Good for him.
Wow.
And I asked
just
him.
Just want to touch and be like, what's up?
Yep. And I asked him if he'd do my podcast. And he was like, man, I'm going through some financial troubles right now. And I was like, dude,
we don't have to talk about that.
And then he gave me his email. And then I think it bounced.
Email. I'm just like giving people email. Hey, what's your number?
I got an email. Oh, I always go for email. Yeah.
Really? That's so smart. If you don't want to talk to somebody, you got to give
them email. Because the fake number is so easy to give out.
Oh, yeah.
Emails, are, you have to stop and think, and then you can be like, you can suss out quickly if it's bullshit or not.
Right.
I think, anyway.
But, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I met Andre 3000 at the Laugh Factory once.
Really?
And he was in the crowd, and I...
A lot of random people love just going to shows. I was at
one. Bro, out here? Yeah. Go. Yeah, who'd
you see? There was one. It was Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner were in the top.
That's wild.
And then they left before I got on, so I was like, cool, there goes my fucking moment to be the next Chalamet, Dune 3. Put a weird thing in my nose.
You could do it.
Yeah.
You could. Audition. You got
you and Tim in any movie. I'd watch a movie if you were like his like older brother coming back from college. I don't know what the story is, but like he's
Let's do it.
Chalamet doing something where he's just life isn't going according to plan. Yeah. And he's trying to fucking he's not as cool.
He has to move back with his older cousin.
Yeah.
And he has a sibling couch and he has to figure his life out. And you are kind of his sensei.
And you're living in like what, like a frat house, like a big house with a bunch of dudes?
Like a bungalow type.
Maybe like tech guys or like
Yeah,
you're like an energy drink guy?
Yeah, we're trying to come out with a new energy drink that's like a kombucha.
And he's a brainiac guy.
Yeah.
You're like all promo and you're the face of the company.
Yeah.
But maybe you're actually getting into a lot of money trouble and he's
saying. Are you hearing this? Book me right now.
This is Silicon Valley.
Yeah,
this is Silicon Valley. Whoa. Same thing.
Hold on.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
That's beautiful.
I love it.
Chalamet could pass his brothers for sure.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're hotter. Actually, you're hotter than him. It's not even close.
Yeah, dude.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Ego boost.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that randomly, you'll be about to go on stage and like, hey, Mike Tyson's in the crowd. You're like, why would you tell me this?
That's a cool one.
Tell me after.
Don't ever.
Tell me after.
Do you want to know? I never want to know if anyone's in the
I got
just
told
don't
once.
I don't want to know if my parents are there. I love you, mom and dad, but God damn it. Don't tell me.
I know. Don't tell me.
I don't want any fan there. Paul McCartney was at the Improv when I was about to go on.
I saw that night. There was like, there were photos.
They did a bunch of photo shoots with him. And there's about 50 people. It was a Comedy Jew show, 10 p.m. And right before I go up, somebody goes, no pressure, but Paul McCartney's here. I go, hey, man, all the pressure. And so then I go up. I turn things up a notch for sure. And then I get off stage.
You know a lot of Beatles material. You know, I'm just riffing here.
It all about, hey, man, is Ringo really that good?
Yeah. Strawberry Fields, I love it.
Ringo Starr, what about the planet?
What about Raspberry Fields, And so what about the what?
Ringo Planet?
Yeah.
And you so just get a drink thrown in their head?
We'll edit this out. And so then I sit down on the back, and I walk by, and I go, I got to walk by Paul to make sure that he, I want to give myself the opportunity for him to at least like see me. So I walk by the, to the back door of the improv, the main room. And he's sitting on that seat right in the back, like that's to the right of the door.
Shit.
And so I walk right by and he taps me and he goes, Adam. And I look over and he goes, great set, very funny. He goes, sit down, you want to have a drink?
No.
Swear to God.
You look over, it's just Mark Hayes, like, oh, fuck.
So funny. Literally the worst possible option. And so then I sit down and, love you, Mark. And so I sit down and I go, I can't believe I'm sitting here, man. He goes, what are we having? I go, dude, I'll drink anything. I'll do anything to you. I'm very vulnerable right now. And he kind of laughs. And then, he goes, well, in that case, let it be.
We got a little yellow submarine for you.
There's so many sexual Beatle pun song titles to make.
That's all I got.
And I think we're all just racking our brain right now for just help, you know?
Yeah.
And so then I go, I don't know, man. And he goes, let's get margaritas. I go, dude, you could have said, let's drink our own piss. Let's fucking do it. So we get margaritas, these big ass margaritas. He goes, what are we cheersing to? I go, to being best friends forever. And he goes, what else? And then smiles really big. Like, no, not that. And so then I go, I don't know, man. He goes, how about to live in a groovy life and making a great night out of it? And I go,
is this what you guys are in the back of the improv?
Yes.
While somebody else is on stage, you guys are having the best time ever. Like, what are we cheersing to? He's like, I'm trying to do my setup here.
Totally.
Someone's still on stage?
Oh yeah,
who was on? Holy, do you remember who was on stage? That's so
remember.
Funny.
I could
like,
probably find the lineup.
Could
somewhere.
You imagine like you're bombing interviews here? Adam Ray and Paul McCartney having the best time ever in the corner. Hey guys,
yeah, there's no way. But and I wish it would have been. I mean, that would have been ballsy if somebody did call us out. Hey, Paul, John, shut the fuck up.
Hey,
or whatever.
Just trying to do my setup here so I can maybe join the table after.
Wow, yeah. And
there was
so
one. What were you saying?
Oh, so we get the margaritas, we cheers, and then they're leaving, and I go. We go out to the back and I go, Paul, and we walk out where they are and he's getting his SUV and he's got this tiny little, I think his manager, British man with him, a caricature of a British guy. Like he was like, Paul's got to get in a flight to Shanghai.
Yeah, he's from Cincinnati.
Yep. And I go, And I go, hey, man, I go, shooting my shot here. But do you got 20 minutes in the morning for us to come by and do a pod? Because we ended up talking with him for a little bit after the show. And he was so cool and so not a Beatle. And just, you know, really made us comfy. And so then, and he goes, oh, we got to go to Shanghai in the morning. We'll leave at 10 a.m. And I go, dude, we'll come by at 8, knock it out for 10 minutes. Maybe we'll just get a sound bite. He goes, it's not going to happen. With a big smile on his face. But he put his hand on me. And then he goes, but cheers for asking. And he goes, enjoy the rest of the night. Very funny. Thanks for the hang. And then got in his car. And it turned out to be Vin Diesel, actually, that whole time. I was on mushrooms. It was Vin Diesel. No.
See, but what you got to do is when you go to the booth to sit next to Paul, you put the audio voice memo on your phone and you just put it in there.
Tape the whole combo.
Wow. Yeah, with some guy doing a bit in the back. No, don't do that. Obviously, don't do that. But
I did that once.
Really?
Yeah, when Robin Williams popped into the improv lab. I took my phone out and just fucking, this is my favorite guy. I got a picture with him that night because that's my fucking guy. And it was Eddie Pepitone. They were friends, and Eddie was like, you got to come by. Robin's going to pop in. So we're sitting in the back, and Robin comes in. Just, I couldn't even believe it. I mean, still to this day, probably the most person that made me like go like, what the fuck? And he's got a big beard, and he's sitting around, and he's joking and laughing, and Eddie's just cracking him up. And I think Dana Gould was there too. And then and he's like, Robin, you got to go up. And he's like, oh, no, you're not Eddie, you know, whatever. And then he goes up, and
he goes up.
People go nuts, and it's at that the old Improv Lab. Did you guys ever do the old Improv Lab?
Probably not. I got to LA right when they changed it.
So it used to be a black box theater, like an intimate. Oh, it was awesome. There was no bar. There was a little sound booth in the corner, and it was dark, and it was black curtains.
Which way was the stage? Towards the stairs or the
towards? The way you walk in now to the Improv Lab, you'd be facing the stage. So the stage is where the bar is. So the audience, so the comic is facing the door, entrance to the lab. Yeah. So, and maybe 50 seats, and it was awesome, dude. And a phone goes off, and Robin goes up, and everyone goes nuts. And then a phone goes off, and then he just improvises about cell phones for about 20 minutes. And was unbelievable. And then, I took my phone out. I mean, very amateur. And I just was like, you couldn't hear anything. It was muffled in my pocket.
Oh,
you heard a little bit like, and I was like, awesome. Not deleting it. I deleted it. Yeah.
I got a story kind of like that. I don't know if I've said it on this podcast or somewhere else, but I saw the Comedy Store maybe like 2015 posted like secret surprise smoking headliner. They always say that. When they say that, it's usually Chappelle.
Yeah. Right?
Smoking, blah, blah, blah. Me and my buddy go, it's Christmas Eve. Did I ever tell the story?
No.
It's Christmas Eve and it's in the belly room. It's Chappelle. Norm MacDonald opened the show.
Wow.
Norm opened the show. He just went up there. How you doing? He just goes up there and starts being Norm. And the crowd is like, what's going on? It was Norm, Tony Hinchcliffe, I forget somebody else, and then Chappelle. Chappelle does like an hour. Everybody leaves. For whatever reason, I'm the last person. Me and my buddy are the last two people to get our checks like paid for. So we're just waiting there. All the lights are on, and I see a cigarette on the stage. And I go, that's a fucking Dave Chappelle cigarette. And I go, I'm gonna take this. What a cool thing to have.
Yeah, I'm going to wear it on my neck.
So I take it, and then I go home. It's in my pocket, and I put it in this plastic joint roller container. But this is where it's so fucking dumb of me, right? For whatever reason in my head, I wanted to remember that this cigarette was from Dave Chappelle, as if I have other cigarettes.
Yes.
So I take a Sharpie, and on the cigarette, not even the case, I write Dave on the cigarette. As if I forged his own autograph. So somewhere out there, there's a Trevor Wallace signed Dave Chappelle's cigarette.
Kind of cool.
It's probably, I think it's still at my parents' old house. But yeah, it's like, why the fuck would I sign that? Mm.
I like that story.
It's unique.
I really like
it. It's unique,
You
man.
Don't have it anymore.
Well, I still do somewhere.
You do, yeah.
I but things at my parents' old
house. What is your guys' most prized like comedy possession? Like, and not like a special or anything, like something that is... I guess similar to that, like that you took from a club or that you
probably that.
Wow, really?
I mean, I used to take a lot of the improv lineups when I first started going there. Yep. You know, you'd be mind blown. To even
totally.
You weren't on the same show as somebody, but to have your name printed as one of these massive
headliners. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one framed from the Laugh Factory that was a Kevin Nealon, new material night, and it was
so
me, Larry David, who did popped in, Jay Leno, Conan, and. Maybe like Fraser Smith or something. And somebody else. And it was just, but the Larry David was enough for me to be like, what?
Hilarious.
Yeah, but then Conan's never there and Leno's never there. It was just wild. Yeah.
That's incredible. It's nothing as cool as this. I just have this, I remember my first night that I barked in New York. Mm. I still have, they give you like a color coded, like you're the yellow flower guy, you're the blue flower guy, whatever. And I remember I was a red flower guy the first night. And so I kept one of the flyers.
Yeah.
And so I still have it in this like old like comedy notebook that I
wow.
have. And so it's just like, it's just, and it's funny you bring this up. Like a couple days ago, I like was flipping through that the first notebook I ever had just to kind of fuck around and see what
yeah.
and it fell out. And I was like, oh fuck, this is so cool. It was the first one I ever
I have something like that too from like the first LA show I did was a brand show at the Comedy Store. And it says on there, it's like, it's a cool printout. It's like Comedy Store 2015 on there. And it has like my name and some others, but
yep.
Just stuff like that is really cool.
I have a Brad Williams step stool that he gave me.
Oh,
that he uses to get up on the couch, and that's probably my most prized possession.
Yeah.
And now, do you use it for anything? Do dogs use it to get on the couch, or?
Just one. I have a team of little people that kind of make me coffee and whatnot, so they use it to.
That,
yeah, I mean, it's we pay them. You know, decently, but it's
and what do you pay him again? It's not currency, it's chocolate.
No, it's you know, Sonic coins.
Yeah, it's Monopoly money and Sonic coins. Oh my god. There's nothing more offensive than paying a dwarf in fake video game money. Has Brad been on the show?
No, he's so funny though.
No, but I recently we were sitting next to each other on a plane. Did we talk the whole fucking time?
Yeah,
I told you that. Sorry. Yeah.
Brad's a great conversationalist.
Dude,
can talk about anything.
Dude, and I'm a very like, don't fucking talk to me. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a very like, headphone in, on my phone. Like, I'm very like, shut down, exactly the word. But yeah, man, like, we just immediately were like, you know, whatever. And we started talking before the plane took off. And by the time I knew it, we were like landing. But the whole flight, it was from, I think it was from like Chicago to LA, yeah. like not a short flight.
That's the best place to get to know another comedian. It's just outside of here. The airport,
you see
too.
Another comedian in an airport and you feel this joint sense of unity. Where you're like, you do what I do, we do what we do. And then you're like, you could have never talked in your life before. And then now all of a sudden you guys are best friends. You see each other at spots and you're like, oh, what's up? You know, what'd you guys meet? I don't know, Delta?
Yeah.
I saw Kathleen Madigan once at the airport, but it's the only time I've went the other way and didn't like say what up to a comedian. And only because I auditioned for Last Comic Standing. Should not have been. I was 3 years into stand-up, and my manager was like, I got you an audition for Last Comic Standing. I was like, I think this is a bad idea. And it was at the Improv.
Hey, what happened to the Cheaters audition?
Yeah. And he sends me in. I go in, and they go, you're the very last audition of the day. It was Kathleen Madigan, Alonzo Bowden, and Ant. Remember Ant, the comedian?
Yes.
The first season, I think.
No.
And he was a comedian, a little short guy, brown hair. Does that do it? And so I walk in, and they shove me in, all these cameras in the Improv main room. It doesn't look the same at all. I run up on stage, and I'm the last one of the day. So I'm like, all right, hopefully they'll just like let me do my thing. They don't need to razz me. They've gotten all their like roasts in, you know, hours before this. And I get up there, I'm so nervous. And my first joke was this joke that I closed with every set, whether it was an open mic or a 7-minute spot somewhere. Yeah. It was a Folgers coffee joke where I'd go, man, I just saw a Folgers coffee commercial, topical, and I go, man, the slogan is, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. And I go, is it? A little misleading to me. That slogan should be, the best part of waking up is not dying in your sleep. And then get a laugh, and then I do an act out of going like, yeah. And then I do this whole thing about a NyQuil commercial, and I start the Folgers coffee bit, and Kathy Madigan goes, a Folgers coffee bit? What is it, 1984? And I go,
she said it in
what? Jesus. And I'm like, and it just completely throws me. And I go, yeah, I mean, I'm 3 years in, so just trying to find some relatable material. And then Alonzo goes, hey, let him do another joke. And I was like, thanks, Alonzo Bowden. And then I just dug deep and did some bit about, I go, oh, this feels a lot like my Little League games because my dad's not here. And then it was just silence, and doing a joke about that and then it being quiet just made it even more sad. And then I just went, when I go, oh boy. And I like, and then they all kind of laughed at that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you got anything else, man? One more thing. And then I did some joke about being a fat kid. And at that point I was like, I'm not going to be clean. So I was like, oh, I was the first one in fourth grade to get a set of tits. I charged my friends $5 to fill me up. And then Aunt just goes,
you
thank you. Yeah. What's that?
You still charge the same rates for that?
$8 now, but just inflation. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, great tits, man. I'm not gonna lie.
I appreciate you.
Jesus Christ, man. We're
that's
running low
wild,
on time.
Bro.
That's
we
crazy.
Are? Yeah, wild though. But just so when I saw her at the airport, it was only one time. It was probably 10 years ago. I just was like, I can't. Like it was too. I had all the feelings come back up because I was like. Also, I was like, I don't know. You're 3 years in. I know you're trying to like get your show. If it was halfway through the audition thing, I think I would have been more. understanding to be like, they gotta, you know, they haven't made fun of any Jews yet.
I feel like they can't talk. I feel like they can't talk during your audition. Isn't that kind of fucked up?
Yeah, well, I think at that point it was open season to kind of jump in and cut you off, and you know,
yeah,
you know, like in American Idol, Simon would do that all the time if somebody was
off key. It just sucks, man, because they all do comedy, man. They know how it is.
That was surprising.
Yeah,
even at 3 years in, I was like, don't they, like, why would they do that?
Like on Kill Tony, the one written rule is like, don't talk for the first minute, then you can destroy him.
At least let the
kid audition, then tear him down.
1,000%.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Because then that completely
threw
me.
So Kathleen Madigan, say it. She's listening. Say it.
You fucking twat.
We'll edit in you saying,
No.
You're so funny, yeah.
Leave it, dude. Leave it. Dude, come on. Because you know what? We'll meet at some point. We'll bury the hatchet.
Yeah,
or maybe she remembers. Also, here's what's great about that. She probably doesn't even remember. And if she did, she'd be like, dude, I don't fucking care.
She's hungover. I don't know what's going on.
You know, she's in her 60s, 70s. Now. I mean, she's, you know, she's a historic. She's been doing it. She doesn't give a fuck. Maybe she was having a bad day. I don't know.
Yeah, we're just kidding here, Kathleen.
I'm not.
All right. Yeah, fuck her.
Goddamn. Welcome back to Sock Talk. I'm Dr. Phil. Joining me today are two of my favorite people. They're actually two people I just reconnected with. Back in the 70s, 80s, and mostly early 90s when Sugar Ray really popped off, I was having a lot of unprotected sex, mostly from the back and standing up outside. But I digress. I want to tell you about two of these people that have come in for Sock Talk, which is a segment where we take a viewer confession, submissions, and we give advice to whatever writes in and hopefully fix you for the better. So please welcome my sons that I didn't know I had, Jared McGraw and Phil Jr. McGraw. Fellas?
Thank you. It is great to be here.
It is great to be here.
It is great.
I'm so excited for
you guys.
This
look
advice.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for shaving your head for this segment. I know you both rock a nice spiky. You both look like you sell coke in Grand Theft Auto.
We do.
Yeah, I used Nair this morning, and I thought it was Neutrogena. So I done goofed on that, and I really wanted to have my full faux hawk in effect, but I really ended up with a bald head. But,
and in classic Phil fashion, Jared just pulled a stranger's pube from the top of his mustache. That'll happen. If you put yourself in a situation to win, you're going to come up learning something about yourself at the same time. We'll be right back. Hold that thought.
There's a cracker barrel underneath.
There's a crackle barrel. I'm a big fan of cracker. And Phil, I actually met you, my long lost son, at a Cracker Barrel bathroom. We were both in the stall together.
Yeah.
It was one of those stall urinal combo situations where they put the urinal inside the stall just for some extra butt stuff in case you don't want to do it at a hotel. Or a motel or a Holiday Inn. And you looked over at me and said, what?
And I was like, wow, that's an interesting hog you got there.
Thanks, Phil. Now, Jared, when you were a kid.
Well, hold up. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you always
interrupt
me.
You complimented my penis, and I said, thank you. You look familiar.
I do remember that.
I remember that, too. That's why I said it. And I think that there's something to be said about reconnecting, reconvening, but also reflecting, okay, and protecting yourself.
Reflect and eject.
Reflect and
like
eject.
Like what we did in that bathroom.
Well, I talk about that in chapter 15 of my book, We've Got Issues, because we all do. Now, I don't know how to read. Now, Phil, I named you after me, Jared. I named you after Jared Fogle. But there's something to be.
I thought it was Jared the Jeweler.
A little bit of both. So we're going to take some submissions because people are out there dealing with it. They're going through it, and they're struggling on the struggle bus, and they've got a one-way ticket to I don't know where I'm going. So we want to see if we can help them get to the top.
Amen,
they're at rock bottom.
God
we
got
to get them to rock top. Amen. God bless.
Hell yeah. Rock bottom. Let's bring it up.
Let's do it. So let's pull up our first submission.
Yeah. Thank you all for being here today. We do have a submission from a young woman
God
who
bless.
Needs some advice from the McGraw clan.
Praise
here.
Dale.
The McGraw clan.
Yeah.
We got Phil Jr. and Jared.
Yeah. So we'll keep her name out of this one. But she says, my boyfriend told me I have bad breath when I wake up.
She already sounds like a bitch. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask for another submission. This girl's already complaining. If you point the finger... I always encourage when you're doing that, flip it around and do that and put it down your throat and see what comes up. Give me another
one. Whoever smelled to dealt it. Y'all both smell like shit.
Yeah, maybe. Amen. Yeah, maybe you maybe quit brushing your teeth with banana peels. No, what does it say, Gabe?
So she says, he told me that giving a blowjob early in the morning will help me reduce my bad breath. So now I give him a blowjob every morning and he tells me I don't have bad breath anymore.
What is this woman's address?
She wants to know if he's lying to her.
Well, this man is clearly a quote-unquote genius, dare I say. He's doing the manipulation, keyword manipulation. He's putting penis first thing in the mouth.
Well, I got a confession to make. This is my submission. It's for about my wife, Robin, and I did tell her that. I said, if you start doing what God put you here to do, then maybe I can go outside in public and talk to people. But I think that there's something to be said about having bad breath in a relationship that can be a deterrent for a real human connection. Jared?
You know,
where does bad breath fall for you?
I think bad breath is a sign that she was eating ass the night before and she's cheating on you, and you need to leave her and she needs to come over to me.
It's a little harsh, Phil.
That's interesting. I think bad breath is an aphrodisiac.
Okay, I like that.
I kind of like it. If your breath smells like a raccoon pussy, I'll fucking kiss you and make love with you and underneath the moonlight and the Lord's watching. Amen.
Anybody else hard?
Coincidentally, my Hootie and the Blowfish cover band, Raccoon Pussy, is playing at the Troubadour on Friday. We'll put a ticket link in the bio. What's the next submission, Gabe?
Yeah, we have another submission here. This one also, they want to stay anonymous. And they say, I'm a member of the Marubo tribe in Brazil.
Oh, that's my friend Jill. Go on.
Recently, smartphones were introduced to our community for the first time as a tribe that didn't have outside contact. Me and all of my friends have become addicted to pornography and social media. How do I break free?
Well, this is tough. Jared, I know you've been addicted to quite a bunch of things in the last few years. Nodding before people respond. You also can't help but be on.
Parkinson's in the neck, goddammit, Dad. You don't remember that?
Well,
I always feel like I'm at a Limp Bizkit show.
I do remember
my
you.
My head keeps rolling, rolling, rolling.
See, you're addicted to Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
But now, how do you find
a
balance?
I've jerked it so hard, my biscuit is still limp.
Well, how do you find, that's
funny. I'm addicted
funny.
To limp dick.
That's funny, too. I raised a couple comedians. Now, next time I'd ask you to prove it, but we don't have much time left. Now,
I come fast.
I think there's something. That was my high school yearbook quote. I think there's something to be said about spending too much time online and not enough time outside. Phil, you're on what app the most? Facebook? Tinder?
Grindr. Yeah.
And have you met anybody that you've felt you could spend your life with?
No, they usually just do me in the ass and then leave me behind an abandoned hospital.
Okay, well, that's someone reads my blog. All right, well, that's... I told him when I first met him, I said, find somebody who fills you up, right? It makes you feel good inside and out. And I think when you're online sometimes, and they're at a
remote tribe in Brazil.
Yeah. What are they on the set of Getting Even with Dad starring Ted Danson and Jonathan Taylor Thomas? That movie features one of them in an Indian guide's tribe. We'll edit this out. But so they're in Brazil and they don't have Wi-Fi?
Yeah. They just got smartphones for the first time.
And now they're trying to adjust.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tough.
And they're addicted to porn.
Well, what's your favorite thing to do on your phone, Jared?
Touch myself.
Okay. Next submission, Gabe.
Well, you think about it, it's a touch phone. What do you think I'm going to do? Touch screen, touch myself.
It's also tough to be in Brazil, I think, in 2024.
A lot of humidity. A lot of butts.
They had a World Cup there a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Technology is something, everything in moderation. You know, I say that for most things, whether it's... video games or social media, talking to your wife, space it out.
Phil, what is your favorite thing, just send a father question, to get aroused by, to get one off to? What are we talking? East Bay catalogs, Macy's?
Craigslist misconnections.
Okay.
That is right.
So you connect
I love going into a deep dive and reading, hi, Tammy 32. I was at the Ralph's on Sunset, and I saw you walk out of the fruit aisle. Are you really a fruit? Or otherwise, if you're not, do you want to come plow me at this IKEA? Signed, Tammy. And then she puts a picture of her whole family up. What's the next submission, Gabe?
Yeah, we've got we've got one more tonight. So this is gonna be a question she wanted to put her name on it. This comes from Christine. Christine says, do you guys think it's hot if a girl drives a stick shift?
Well, with what part of her body? You know what I'm saying? If you've done your Kegels in time, then now we're talking. But if you're just doing with a regular old paw, I've been there, done that, right? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the stick shift. I've been in too many accidents. I got roadhead once from a girl driving a stick shift. She was driving.
She was driving and doing the...
Yeah, we were leaving a funeral, so times were tough.
Is that how you met Mom?
Was down. Say it again.
Is that how you met Mom?
That's how I met, my wife.
She was you're
attached to a different mom.
I am.
So you say Mom to me, but I don't even know where she is. So I don't know who you're referring
to,
Phil.
She's on Craigslist looking for cantaloupes.
We made you at a Dave & Buster's. We were in the bathroom right next to the Prize Center, which, by the way, I've got a beef with the Dave & Buster's Prize Center. You'll spend $3,000 on the Ninja Turtle game and get 15,000 tickets, and they give you a now and later, a bouncy ball, and a headshot signed by an AIDS-free Magic Johnson. Jared, I met your mom at a Target. She was working there.
Which one, Tarzana?
Tarzana Target. She had a little, she had a pimp limp. She had one of those, she had a little growth behind her ear. Everyone that works at Target has some sort of a deformity. Is that it, Gabe?
I think that's it, Dr. Phil. Thank you.
Well, I think we did. I think we did it. You look good. I'm going to make your mustache fall off.
Well, thanks, Dad. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for coming in,
my mother
12 years ago.
I appreciate it.
It's an honor to be here.
Wait,
you're
12 years old?
I'm 12 years old with a mustache. Yeah. He got a powerful seed. Those billionaire nuts. Effective.
Yeah, I come Rogaine.
Yeah.
Anyways, Diddy,
from
it's
Joe
so
Rogan
nice,
to Joe Rogaine.
So nice, so nice to meet you, Diddy.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to meet you. Hopefully, there's no more other of us running around, and if there is, we'll start a CrossFit gym somewhere.
I'm down for that.
Encinitas.
Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
I've got an idea for a bigger 24-hour fitness, Planet Fitness, KFC brothel combination center.
So you can come in,
you can pump it up, you can suck it up, and you can feel better about yourself. It'll be open past 11. I once went to a 24-hour fitness that closed at 11. I just about punched the woman behind the counter. That's a story for another day. Maybe a Friday when it's raining out.
All right. But don't you have a little hee-hee-ha-ha special you want to plug?
What the fuck did you call me, Phil? My special, like and subscribe, is streaming on my YouTube channel right now. You can see all the Dr. Phil specials, including Trevor Wallace, on my YouTube channel.
Yes.
Go check those out. And podcast about last night and tour. I'm on tour, AdamRayComedy.com. From now until November, check it out. Check me out. I love you guys.
Go see
him. Love you too, man. Thank
such
you
funny
so much,
stand up
dude.
And such a funny show with Phil. So thanks, go brother. Check it out. Take care. Good night.
Good night.
That's it, guys. Thank you so much, man. Thank you for watching, listening. We love you guys. Till next Wednesday, we out. I got a big old dick.